Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Teddy, come and sing. There is no other name that saves.
There is no other name that saves but the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name. There is no other name that saves but the name of Jesus. Demons will tremble, angels will bow down, angels will bow down at the mention of Lord. Demons will tremble, the angels will bow down at the mention of your name. Sure, of his name.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I really felt the power of God when that song was being sang. And I hope our chains have been broken, yeah, as we have sung. And there is no other name that can save except the name of Jesus. Wow. You know, I asked God to give me a sign, yeah, that what I was going to preach is what he wanted me to preach. And yes, we are continuing with Jubilee. But from the verse that was shared, Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, to that song that was sung, to the testimony, all I can say, L.A.T., God loves you. It is what? Jubilee, yeah. Joanne already talked about a bit last week. We received God's word from heaven through the dream that I shared, that it's a season of Jubilee for us. We received it with thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And also today morning, we have praised and worshipped God, yeah? And I had written here, as God confirmed it through a witness of at least two. So I'm really overwhelmed, eh? Now another witness has been added, eh? I really don't know if I'll make it through this sermon. So help me, God, yeah? So before our eyes, Pastor Moses came and talked about Jubilee. As he did, he brought up a gospel singer, Ron Kenoly, who sang this song, "This is the Season of Jubilee." Little did he know that the last three words of my typed sermon, I had typed my sermon, and the last three words were Ron Kenoly in brackets, Jubilee. And we have just heard from Pastor Joe, and again, she met someone else who talked about Jubilee, yeah? So then, by the way, I'm reading this apart from the bit of Joanne, but the things I'm writing, I'm reading from my notes. Like Pastor Joanne said, that it's a supernatural sign before our eyes. And if anyone doubted that this is the season of Jubilee, then that should have confirmed. That is what I wrote before I had. Now, add that and any other thing that you will experience. Eh? But I know that when we receive such a word, at times we doubt. But God doesn't want to leave anyone behind. Eh? Jubilee is for us. And it has been confirmed. So, like last week I said, why does God give us Jubilee? Because he's our Redeemer. He chose us. And today we sang that song, that there is no other name that saves except the name of Jesus. Yeah, it pleases him. It is according to his good pleasure, purpose, and will that this is the season of Jubilee. And he works all things according to the counsel of his will. And his counsel shall stand. And here I wrote counsel, as it's in Acts chapter 14, 17, that he shall not leave us a witness. Again, Joanne, without a witness, Joanne talked about this. Eh? And last week we saw in Isaiah 46, verse 9b, that his counsel shall stand and he shall do all his pleasure. I recap my dream. Okay, so Pastor has told me to recap my dream. So in the council that, okay, the dream of 8th February, it was Saturday morning. Before I had that dream, I had been praying to God to confirm to me. I had already had a sermon and I had written it. I had gone to bed Friday night I slept like at 1 a.m. after doing the sermon. But I had asked God to confirm to me the dream the sermon, what I was going to preach. And why I had said that, I had been thinking and saying that some years back into 2024, when we are going to enter the season of push, pray until something happens, Pastor Joanne came here and said that she had had a dream, and in that dream God had given her the scripture that was in that dream that talks about praying until something happens. So I had been telling God that I also need something like that, please. I don't want to go and waste people's time. So anyway, Friday, time is running out, so I just put the notes which are around redeeming time and all that. But before I go to bed, like I said, I had typed my sermon. Then in the morning of 8th February, it was a Saturday, I had a dream. In this dream, I was in a university hall, and I was sharing a room with two of my colleagues, one of them called Rebecca. So it was coming to 10:30, and I was rushing, saying that I have to get to church, because I realized time is running up. It's almost 10:30. But one of the people in the dream tells me, but it's 9:30. Why are you rushing your eye? I say, no, it's almost 10:30. While in the dream, I'm like, let me go to the church they go to, those colleagues of mine. So I ask them, what is the name of your church? And they tell me, Jubilee Church. And in the dream, when they tell me Jubilee Church, I could see that part of it, the children's church, like how they lay mats, children. Some of you have ever been in your children's church where there are mats and you sit. So that is what I could see in that dream. And it was walking distance. So when I had that dream, I knew that the message was about Jubilee. Yeah, and this is the season of Jubilee. So I changed all my sermons, my sermon notes. That was version 2, then into version 3, that became the sermon. And so that is the word from heaven, that we are in the season of Jubilee. It started in that dream, and on Sunday when we came here, it was confirmed, as I've already talked about it. Pastor came here, so in my notes, in my sermon at the end, I had put Ron Kennelly. Before I went to bed, I actually remembered that song and played it. I looked for it and played it, but I was playing it quietly, and then I slept off. So, but on my notes already, I had typed, Ron Kennelly Jubilee. So that's why I decided, let me sleep while listening to that. So I came here on Sunday. The usual, the service is taking place. Pastor doesn't know what I'm going to preach. I also don't know, as it happens, what he's going to say. And later, after I had preached, Pastor comes here and he begins to talk about Ron Kennelly. He even asks, you people, don't you know that song? It's the season of Jubilee, Ron Kennelly. And I could not believe it, Joanne was sitting next to me. I told her, I had written this. And I remember Pastor was like, then why didn't you say it? Because now I didn't know what to say about it. So that's just a confirmation that indeed it is the season of Jubilee. This is not a message to hype people up to, but it's really the season of Jubilee. And God's counsel concerning this is going to stand. It's his good pleasure. And he keeps his promises. He's indeed going to make this a season of Jubilee. And today we are going to continue to talk about what Jubilee is, but I'll start by saying what Jubilee is not. Jubilee is not a person. My son asked me after the sermon whether Jubilee is a person. I told him Jubilee is not a what? A person. So children, Jubilee is not a what? A person. I didn't know, by the way, that children's church was going to be here today. So Jubilee is not a person. But then another question he asked me is whether Jesus knows that it's Jubilee. Why did he ask me this? Because some time back we were talking about the coming of Jesus, and he was asking me whether Jesus knows that day when he will come back. I told him Jesus doesn't know that day. It's only the Father, because it's written in Matthew 24:36 that only the Father who knows it. Jesus knows that he's coming back, but he doesn't know the exact hour or day. So he asks me, but this Jubilee, does Jesus know? So I want to tell you that yes, like that unlike the exact day or time of Jesus, he knows he's coming back, and the Father will tell him, and he will come back, and there are signs. For Jubilee, there are no signs. What we, Jesus knows it is Jubilee. The angels know it is what? Jubilee. So I thought I would start with that. So this season of Jubilee has been proclaimed and will continue to proclaim it today. It was already demarcated by God when it will happen, what will happen during Jubilee from ancient times. And so now that we know that Jubilee is not a person, we know that Jesus knows, the Father knows, the angels knows, everyone knows. In Leviticus, it was proclaimed with a loud trumpet. I'm going to go on to talk more about what Jubilee is. And now here is the sign, you people. One of the verses I read here was Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. When Joanne stood here and read the Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, you can also go there. It's not in my notes, but I know it is, it reads the same. That is what was read for those of you who came late. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of the sight to the Lord, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So what is Jubilee about? It's about what Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 2 said, but it's also about what is in Leviticus chapter 25 verse 10 to 13. And we can read there. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. Leviticus 25, verse 10 to 13. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty through all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. Verse 11, that 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your unintended vine. For it is jubilee, verse 12, it shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. Verse 13, in this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession. So the first thing we should know what Jubilee is, it is a season of liberty. It is a season of liberty. It is to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of God. It is a season where we get financial freedom, yeah? And last Sunday, we had testimonies here concerning giving, giving and receiving. And one of the things that God is going to break is the back of poverty, because bringing good tidings to the poor involves breaking the back of poverty, involves the financial freedom. And the way we can get this financial freedom, there was a testimony here by Pastor. He talked about how he gave $100 some time back, and he gave it out of excitement with joy, $100. Little did he know that God was going to give it back to him and even use the very father of the person he gave. And he ended up getting... when he was not giving it expecting anything in return. So he was sharing this after the fact. So he then got a fuel tank. And not only was he given that fuel tank of fuel, the person told him who gave him that, because the first time when he was going to give him the fuel, I wasted your time because we were supposed to meet somewhere. When your tank empties, call me and I fuel it again. So he got double, of what he had given. So in this season of financial freedom, we must continue giving if we are to see our back of poverty broken and our debts cancelled. Also on Thursday, we had a testimony of us, one of us, who I did not ask her permission to put this here, but I hope, it's for the benefit of everyone. She gave her testimony of how this, when the term was starting, her child, his fees were paid for, to the full. Her child's fees were paid for. And further to that, she received the friends of her husband. She lost her husband 1 or 2 years ago. So the friends of her husband had collected money she didn't know, and they gave her exactly the same amount of money that she had paid for her, for the child's fees. Yeah. So that is this is this Thursday, by the way, and that is double. But as if for me that was not enough in her testimony, this is what she said she did with the money. She said her testimony was she's happy she got that money, not to have a good life, her and her daughter, but to send it for fees for a young boy in Moyo, who she's looking after. When I told my daughter that, she said, the castles people have in heaven. That was her reaction. She could not believe that someone can get money, double money, and the money just goes through their hands to earn someone in where? In Moyo. So our season of liberty, yes, God is going to liberate us financially. We are going to prosper. Even my husband shared here a dream of his giving that he gave, and that very night he saw a tree blossom and flower and all that. But even as we prosper, we have to know, as it has been read in Isaiah, and even when you read in Leviticus, God, when it comes to Jubilee, God is very concerned about the poor. He's very concerned about the giving. So in this season, as you give as led of God cheerfully, determine in your heart, but also know that God will supply seed to the sower, as it's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed which you have sown, increase the fruits of your righteousness. You have been sowing seeds. Some of us have been sowing seeds over the years, and you have never seen them bear any fruit. But in this season of Jubilee, the seed that you have sowed, that you sowed before, and even what you're going to see, so is going to bear fruit. But God is also going to supply not just seed to sow, to give, but he will also give you bread, what you need for food, to eat. You have what is enough. And he will not only stop there, he will multiply, just as those few testimonies that I have shared about. So let us know that even in this Jubilee, we rejoice because it's the year of fruitful season, the year of liberty, financial liberty, where our debts are going to be cancelled and we are going to be financially liberated. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So children, Jubilee is not a person. In this year of Jubilee, God is going to give us more things, but we also have to give. We have to give to those who are needy, those who are poor. We have to give cheerfully. We have to share. We have to share, because that is God's heart, and that is part of what he's doing in this season of liberty. And as we do that, he shall give us more. He'll give your parents more even bread to eat, and he will multiply. Basically, it's going to be a cycle of what? Just going round and round of fruitfulness. The other bit of liberty is captives are set free, prison doors are opened, as we read in Isaiah chapter 1. And that's why when that song was sung, that there is no name, the name of Jesus, where demons tremble and angels bow down. Today, That scripture is fulfilled in our midst. That scripture is going to be fulfilled in our midst. That people who have habits, bad habits, addictions, who are living in darkness, who are bound, who are enslaved, that, as it is in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, the spirit of this is Jesus, even in Luke, Jesus saying, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Yeah? So this is Isaiah, where prison doors are opening, prison doors have opened, prison doors have been opened. Yeah? You are released from the darkness. Children, if there are some bad things you've been doing, that no matter what your parents have done, they have beaten you, they have scolded you, they have talked their voices out, don't worry. In this season of Jubilee, you're going to be what? Set free. Adults, yeah? If there are some addictions you have, you say you've been serving God, you have been following him all this time, but there's something that has refused to let go. This is the year where you're going to be set free as a captive of those things. And believe that, because there is no name that saves, there is no name that delivers except the name of Jesus. Yeah. Isaiah 42, verse 6 to 7. Also speaking about this of captives. Says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. And verse 7 says, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Sometimes we are in church, but we are under deception of some kind, or our eyes have not been opened. Yeah. So this is also going to be the year where those who are blind, yes, you can be physically blind, but also spiritually blind. This is the season for eyes to be opened. And we look forward to testimonies of visions, yeah, in our midst and the like. But also prisoners will be set free. And those who sit in darkness from the prison house are going to be set free. So that's the first point, what Jubilee is about. It's about liberty. It's about financial liberty. It's about setting the captives free and opening prison doors, opening our eyes that are blind. The other verse that I wanted us to read concerning freedom is Leviticus chapter 25, verse 35 to 41. I was very amazed and smiling with God that of all chapters, he landed me in Leviticus, knowing my history with Bible reading. God is so humorous. Anyway, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 35 to 41. If one of your brethren becomes poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Take no... how do you pronounce this, Alison? Usury. I was not going to get it right. Take no usury or interest from him, but fear your God, that your brother may live with you. You shall not lend him your money or usury, nor lend him your food at a profit. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. And if one of your brethren who dwells by you becomes poor and sells himself to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a slave. Verse 40, as a hired servant and a sojourner, he shall be with you and shall serve you until the year of Jubilee. So just before the year of Jubilee, there may be situations of someone, yeah, who is in slavery. Either they became poor, yeah, and they have been sold, yeah, they were sold, or they sold themselves, yeah. Like it says in verse 39, that if one of your brethren who dwells by you becomes poor and sells himself to you, yeah, you found yourself in such a situation where you had to sell certain thing to go into debt or to be sold or to go into some kind of work. Yeah, work circumstances, whatever it is, but it's like an enslavery or you are a slave. It says that you shall be in that state until the year of Jubilee. Then what happens in the year of Jubilee? Verse 41. And then in the year of Jubilee, he shall depart from you. Yeah. So if you're the one who is what? Hosting, eh? Or housing, that kind of situation of people who are like hired servant or some kind of slavery because of their circumstances. This is there when they shall depart from you, them and their children with him, and they shall return to their own family. He shall return to his possession of his fathers. So what this means to us, and I just repeat that, like I said, you may have become poor, incurred debt, borrowed from your brethren or lent your brethren, or you may even have found yourself losing certain things, maybe your home, your marriage, your heritage, your family, your possessions. In this year of Jubilee, you are to be released or to release. You are to depart and return to your own family. And there's no better season than this, than to do that. Eh? This is the right season to free the hired servant together with their families and let them return, or to ask to be freed, or to depart and part your ways and return to your possession. This is the season for you to cancel or to forgive debt owed by your brethren, especially. They may have worked hard but have failed to pay. In freeing them, you are redeeming them and you're giving them their Jubilee. Yeah. Then also, Jubilee is a season of rest. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 11. That 50th year shall be a Jubilee to you, and in it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather grapes of your unintended vine. In other words, you shall not work. During the Sea of Jubilee, okay, work. Inverted for my, yeah? But meaning it's a, yeah, the land was to rest and it was not to be tilled. And some of you are wondering, but I rest. Mr. Soko came here and for him he said he had already entered his what? Jubilee. Yeah? And it was confirmed. So you may be wondering, but what will happen, eh, if I rest? Now, just so you know, that when you read this chapter, that God had already poured out a blessing before the year of Jubilee, and it was supposed to last them until the ninth year. So that as the land rested, they were supposed to, they had what they had to help them. In Leviticus chapter 25, verse 21, it says, then I'll command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it will bring forth produce enough for 3 years. So before the year of Jubilee, God already know, like I told my son, Jesus knows it is Jubilee. Yeah, he knows it is your view of rest. He already commanded a blessing before the year of Jubilee, before the season of Jubilee, and that will bring forth enough for 3 years. And you shall sow in the eighth year and eat old produce until the ninth year. Until its produce comes in, you shall eat of the old harvest. Yeah? So, no need to worry. Yeah? In this year of Jubilee, you shouldn't worry that where are things going to come from. God, Jesus already knew. He catered for it. Yeah? And it's coming in the year of Jubilee. And it will even continue. So, don't even worry about after Jubilee. Yeah? Immediately after Jubilee, God is going to provide. Like he says in Psalm 23, verse 1 to 2, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. So during this season of rest of Jubilee, the Lord will remain our good shepherd. Yeah. Some 9 years ago, I remember I had a promise that God had given me, but that promise was stolen. I had it, and that promise was stolen for me. I had a dream when the promise had been stolen and someone had taken it. And shortly after I had that dream, 9 years ago, it actually manifested, as in the person really taking what was supposed to be mine. But while I was in that state, God gave me another message where he was telling me to chill, to rest, yeah? That during that year, when something had been stolen away, it was my year of chilling. And indeed, I chilled so much that now I got another dream where people were complaining why I'm chilling. Yeah, it shows you that there's a way work is a form of slavery sometimes. Yeah, people were complaining. But whereas in that rest period, I didn't know how long it was going to last. I just knew that I was to chill and lie down in green pastures. My rest period then only lasted 8 months, yeah? And then things started moving into action. So whereas in my case, the rest period, and even as I was there, I remember one time someone came and told me, by the way, I hope you know that you're in this situation for a short time. You're not here for long. But I didn't know how long it was going to take. But this is not the case for Jubilee. Jubilee, Jesus knows it. The Father knows it. Everyone knows it. Yeah, we have read that in the sixth year, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 21, before Jubilee year, which was the seventh year, before a blessing was commanded by God, and it will bring forth produce enough for what? For 3 years. The period is known, yeah? And you shall sow in the eighth year and eat old produce until the ninth year. Until its produce comes in you, you shall eat of the old harvest. So, in our Jubilee, as far as God is concerned, starts, Jubilee is the 50th year. We are in the season of Jubilee. But God started moving things into action before, yeah, the proclamation of what? Of Jubilee. And it will continue to the 50th, 51st, and the 9th year. So, isn't this a good message? Yeah? Isn't it a good message? Yeah? That, wow, some of you are going to chill for 3 years. I'm just saying, that one God hasn't told me. Yeah? I'm just saying. So, don't look for me after here. Yeah. I'm just saying. But as you chill, but this is very wonderful, that you shall have old produce, not even new, before you even start touching on the new that you're going to sow. Because remember, Jubilee is also a season of sowing, yeah? So if this season is a season of rest for you, use it wisely. Use it, yeah, as a time for planning, as getting ready and what, as you know, the timing of this season. So, children, Jubilee is not a person, but Jubilee is a time for being free. Yeah, not free from your parents' instructions, eh? But free, yeah. Free, yeah, in that from financial freedom, you're going to see as you give, you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you shall not see financial depression. As you give cheerfully, as you sow, you're going to see a bountiful come your way, fruitful season. But also, if there are certain things that bound you concerning freedom, habits, addictions, slavery, they will also be set free. It is also a season for debts to be cancelled. It is a season for those who have been under hired, you hired a servant or slavery, for you to begin to think, is it the time for them to depart and go back to their what? Own possessions. And now the third point is season is also, Jubilee is a season of restoration. It's a season of what? Restoration. You rest, then you restore restoration. Season of restoration. I'm not saying it will happen in that order, but season of restoration, returning to your possessions. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10. B says, it shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession. Before I continue, what is possession? Possession means you have something. Eh? Children, when you have something, you possess that what? That thing. Now, before Jubilee, something may have been taken away, maybe not from you, maybe from you, or maybe someone stole something dear to you, or time was taken away from you. You may have some things, yeah? So, it shall be a Jubilee for you. In this season of you, shall return to his possession. You shall possess it. It shall return in the state of you having it. Possession means owning or controlling something as well. So, it shall return to that state of you having what it was taken, owning it, and controlling it. And then Leviticus chapter 25, verse 24 says, and in all the land of your possession, you shall grant redemption of the land. Let's read the whole of it. Leviticus chapter 25, 24 to 28. And in all the land of your possession, you shall grant redemption of the land. If one of your brethren becomes poor and has sold some of his possession, and if his redeeming relative comes to redeem it, then he may redeem what his brother sold. Or if the man has no one to redeem it, but he himself becomes able to redeem it, Verse 27, then let him count the years since it sell and restore the remainder to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. So verses 25 to 27, all these are happening before Jubilee. Yeah? Someone sold some land and you sold your land and you're not able to redeem it. Maybe someone comes along to help you redeem your land. But in verse 28, it says, but if he's not able to have it restored to him, then what was sold shall remain in the hand of him bought it. So whatever was sold, whatever you sold, whatever was taken, shall remain until the year of Jubilee. But this is what will happen in the year of Jubilee, even concerning land. So those people who have land, heritage, inheritance, things that were taken of you, that are supposed to be in your possession, that you are bequeathed, that you're supposed to own, it shall be released and shall return to your possession. So in this year of Jubilee, it is returning what was yours, your inheritance. If you are bequeathing, sometimes people are bequeathed things and people hit them on the head and they take them. To bequeath children means that someone maybe passes away and then leaves something for you and says, this thing shall be for so and so. But other relatives come and steal it from you. In the year of Jubilee, it includes those things returning back to you, the rightful owner. They'll be restored back to you. They'll be released to you in this year of Jubilee. Now, I had written this in my notes because Mr. Isoke had told me about it. I didn't know he was going to come here and testify. So I had written that last week after the service, Mr. Isoke came to me and said the message of Jubilee was in line with what he had been meditating upon. But specifically, he told me a verse, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, in NIV, that I thought we should read. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his internal NIV. NIV. It's okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his internal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So this verse again shows that you may have suffered a little while, and we know what a little while means sometimes in God's timing. Yeah, it can be a long time and it can be a little while. But he himself, in this year of Jubilee, is going to restore you. But not only will he restore you, by the way, you may even have suffered a little while in terms of health or in terms of how we read in Isaiah, yeah? Broken-hearted. He will make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So as we celebrate Jubilee, let's know that we'll do this because of the eternal glory we have in Christ. And take time to take stock, to think about. You may have forgotten about certain things because it's so painful, chakulumanyo, and you decided, let me move on with my life. But this is the season where God is telling you, you know what? You can have it. You can possess it. You can own it. Yeah, I can restore that which was robbed back to you, and I'll make you strong, firm, and steadfast. And especially those of you who have land, yeah? Because in the season of Jubilee, as we have read in Leviticus, there was redeeming of land, there was land being released. If you know land, and maybe you have never gone to the land that you are bequeathed, you've been here in Kampala, maybe it is time for you to do what? Check on your land and make sure you have it, yeah? Where having it may mean processing titles and doing all those things, yeah? Now don't wait 3 years from now after the Jubilee, yeah? And when Jesus is also about to come back, yeah? No, that is an aside note, but, yeah, do what you have to do, yeah? Take stock of your things, what you did not have and had, and do what you have to do. The fourth point about the season of Jubilee, it is the season of recompense. The day of vengeance, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion, the year of God's redeem has come. Again, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. It says in verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Yeah? So this is the acceptable year of the Lord This is the day of vengeance of our Lord. It is also written about this year in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 4. 63, verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, says the Lord, and the year of my redeemed has come. Then also Isaiah 34, verse 8. You can pull up Isaiah 34, verse 8. It says, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance. This is the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. So what does, Isaiah 34 verse 8, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. What does recompense mean? It means to make amends for the loss suffered, to compensate or reward, given for the loss or harm suffered or the effort made. Yeah, you may have worked so hard, you may have put in a lot. This is the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. For your cause, this is the year. Remember, this is the year of the Lord's vengeance. Meanwhile, all these things, God knows them, the Father knows them, Jesus knows them. So they are the ones that it's God who has put these things in motion. Yeah, yours is to work with Him. Yeah, it's not you who has put them in motion. Eh? So we are starting off already, I think, before the finish line, if it is Olympics, 100 meters, Usain Bolt, and you want to beat his world record of, is it 9 seconds or thereabouts? 9.8 seconds. With God, you have already arrived. So this is just a redo. You're just going to, but you already actually arrived. And not even in 9 and 8 seconds, I think in 6. Actually, it cannot be recorded on the world record in God's things. This is the day of the Lord's vengeance. So forget about those enemies. Forget about your oppressors. Let go in your heart, because the Lord is going to do that. He's going to do that. He's going to recompense. And he's going to compensate. He's going to reward for the loss and the harm suffered, but he's also going to reward for the effort you have made. But then my son also asked me a question when he heard me sing that the year of Jubilee. Was it the year of Jubilee? Or does it have something, I'm trying to recall, something to do about prisons? Was stolen, that says everything that was stolen. So he asked me, will all the things that have been stolen from Uganda be returned? I was like, okay. I thought I was Jubilee elite. But now the questions are going higher. From Uganda be stolen. The first time he asked me, after I had preached, I said, we can pray that they are returned. And then he asked me a second time during the week, but mommy, are the things that have been, that's when I was like, this question is persisting. Be stolen from Uganda, be returned. But then as I was writing the sermon, I was like, God, what is the answer? What is the answer to this? And part of the answer, I think I got in a dream, but I also wrote it here before the dream. And I had said that I believe since we are last Adam Tabernacle and we are in Uganda, and our calling is Christ to the nations, in answering that question, that God will also avenge, and he will return the things that have been stolen from Uganda in whatever form they have been stolen. By the way, I don't know them right now as I speak, but I want to believe that since we are a body of Christ and our vision is Christ for the nations, which our nation is Uganda, God can also do that for Uganda. He can return that which has been stolen. But this morning, I had a dream. And in this dream, it had, I was not going to share that dream, but when you shared about meeting that Dr. Diana, who's the PS of health, I was like, okay. Because I was like, God, there are some things. So in that dream, there were the former president of the U.S., Bill Clinton, and the wife were in the dream, and they were in our setting in Uganda and all that somewhere. And Hillary was wearing a casual dress like a Ugandan. They were dressed like sort of Ugandan, but like an expectant mother in the dream. And they were there with people around them. There was some kind of like gathering, and they were celebrating. But on the side, there were people with placards, yeah, which read, let us go. There were people saying, let us go, eh? So when I wrote down the dream in the morning, and I was like, I was wondering, what is this about? Then I recalled that I think they used to have some initiative, health initiative, that Bill Clinton and something health, to do with maternal health. Eh? In my head, that is what I was thinking about. Then I was like, but why were people saying, let us go? So I knew it was something to do with health. So I was like, maybe there's something that was taken away from us. Eh? I don't know. Eh? Through those health initiatives that is going to be returned. But when she shared that she met the PS of health, who was also singing the season of Jubilee, let us pray. Eh? Maybe let us just pray in answering that question. Let us pray that if there are things that were stolen also from the nation, whether it is through health, donor funds, or aid that ends up making us captive, that we shall be what? Set free. Yeah. Those who are called to speak at that level, yeah, and to deal with those higher things, yeah, I'll stop at that. So the final thing that I want to talk about concerning Jubilee, it is the season of redeeming time. Yeah. So in this season, first of liberty, financial liberty, captives being set free, then season of rest, season of restoration, and vengeance of our God, it is also a season of redeeming time. So within this season, we are also redeeming time, yeah? And we should remember that. In the dream that I shared, there was a time element. Although the people in the dream thought it was early, yeah? For me, I knew I did not have time. I was rushing. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17, why we should take this seriously and know that the fact that God is doing this, we have to make use of our time and not waste time. It says, see that then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as what? Wise. So if you decide to walk otherwise, you are not wise. Yeah? So see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Yeah? So this is what it is saying, that during this time, season of Jubilee, you should do actually what those verses are saying. Walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for these are evil days. You are not early, actually. You have to rush. You have to sprint in whatever you do. Do it with that sense, yeah? Almost like the sense that you know Jesus is coming back tomorrow. Do it with that sense, eh? Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, I'll make this call tomorrow. I'll go there tomorrow. Do it with that sense, yeah? Almost like you know you're going to die, yeah? In the next day, if I can put it that way. Move fast. Don't waste time. Do whatever you have to do and what depends on you to get out of the prison doors, to return to your own possession. Let the chains be broken. Don't go back to those habits. To get away, to be released from poverty. If you have not been giving, don't now start saying, I'll start tomorrow when I get a lot of money. Or if you had stopped giving, do it immediately. Do it. Actually, today we have an opportunity to give. Yeah, from poverty and all forms of addictions, bad habits, start now. Redeem time. Yeah, while we're in this season, making use of your freedom. You're freed, making use of your fruitfulness. You're going to be blessed abundantly. You're going to prosper financially. Making use of your rest during this season. This season of Jubilee, which is a consecrated season, it says in Leviticus 25:13 that it's holy. It is holy unto the Lord. In this year of... No. Or is it the next? Or before? Sorry. 12. Verse 12. For it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat it. Yeah. So this is that is consecrated. It's a consecration season. You know, when those people who are consecrated, you know the way they walk, eh? They move like they don't want to be contaminated or things like that. You hold yourself in a precious way. So this is a treasure. Eh? Take this like a treasure season. Eh? Treasure it. Eh? I don't know what things you have in your possession that are your treasures. Eh? Maybe crystal glass, I don't know. But hold it like that as a season of celebration and rejoicing given to us by the Lord. And we are not early. There is no time. Eh? This time was known by God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the whole heavens. Today we said we are joining the heavens to sing hallelujahs. Let us walk circumspectly. Let us redeem the time in this season. And let us not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Happy Jubilee, LAT. God will cause this to happen, and his counsel will stand concerning Jubilee. Thank you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.